says, Oitzi also I should exclude dam shirotzim, put in the dam that comes out of a sheretz, shame them tuma chamura, that there's no tuma chamura by a sheretz. Therefore, if you eat its dam, you're not chayav koros. So Rashi says, shirotzim means that shame shirotzim mitama odom mitama begodim. That even though a sheretz itself is navatum, it's mitama you, but it's not mitama you begodim. It's only mitama you, not the begodim you're wearing. So he speaks that even though it has tumas maga, but it doesn't have tumas masa. It has no tumas masa. Yeah. So therefore, shuotzim is not a tumah chamura, therefore it has no chiyuv koros to eat its dam. Then oitzi dam beit, I'll take out the dam of an egg, she'ein min basar, like a beitza, an egg, is not called basar. So even though it has a blood splat inside it, you're not chiyuv koros to eat it. Now, dam dogim, dam chagovim. How do I know the blood of fish or the blood of a grasshopper is mutter? Shekuli hetter, the whole thing is mutter. There's never a time that it's also. Means you don't have to make a shchita on it to eat it. So therefore, there's no issa, at least no chiyuv koros to eat this dam. Now, the pasuk ends off and it says, kol dam loy soichful, the end of the pasuk is, loy fula behema. So now the more question, what do you have to say both for loy fula behema? Let it just say one. What do you have to have both for? So more says no. He would have just said the word oif, ima oif, shein bo klein. There's no risk of klein by an oif, meaning to say the hair that grows off a oif, there's no risk of klein like shatnis. It's only on wool, not on the feathers of a bird. So maybe af behema, shein bo klein. Maybe it only applies the risk of dam to a behema that has no wool, that there's no risk of klein on it. But let's say a goat, let's say a sheep that have wool, that there's an issa klayim on it, the shatnis, so maybe there's no issa dam. Tamalan, the pasuk has to say, you'll have behema, no, on all behemoths, the dam that comes out of it, the dam ha-nefesh at least, there's a chiyuv koros to eat it. Yeah, so let's just say the word, you'll have behema. So Gemara says, no. Ima behema, would have just said the word behema, would have thought to say, ima behema, be'im, she'ina be'im alabonim. On a behemoth, there's no issa to take away the mother away from its kid. Is maybe af, oif, sheina b'yeim alabonim, who are din, which type of blood, or which oif, are yechayiv, only on a bird that has no issa aim alabonim. That's the only time, meaning to say only a bird that's tamei. There's no issa to take away the mother from its kid. Imagine by a bird that's tor, that there's an issa to take away the mother on the kid, maybe there's no issa dam. Therefore, Talmud, the pasuk has to teach us Talmudai Maloif for La Behema, to teach us that the Issa Dam applies to both to a bird and to a Behema, the Dam HaNefesh that comes out from it, you're over a Chiyuv Koros of Ita Dam. Other more says, Behema, one has to like this. Let's say, Kol Dam, beginning of the pasuk says, Kol Dam, Loi Seichlu, maybe that's called a Kalal. Then the pasuk says, Oif for Behema, that's a Prat, Mashpat's only Yosu Tita, the Dam, from an oif and a behema. So if so, why don't they say klalu prat is ein b'chal ala mashab prat? Maybe there's only an issa on this prat. That means oif or behemin. You can't eat the dam, the blood from an oif or a behema. But midi achrin alem, maybe there's no issa to eat the blood from something else. How do I know to say that it's also to eat the blood from other things also? From a chayah, from other things, maybe only a behema and a oif. Yeah. So Mar says, the next pasuk says, nefesh asher nefesh asher teichol mikol dam. It says v'nichroso. That's the next pasuk. Chayv koris is chazur a klal. That makes another klal. Therefore, comes out to be klal the prat or klal is the atadan lekain a prat. Now anything that like the prat yichayiv. But lav dafka the dam of an oif and a behema who adin chaya it also has nisa dam. So therefore, it comes out to be a klal prat, a klal, not just a klal prat. So Mar says, no, I v'holoi domi klola bas l'klola kama. These two klolam are different. Why? Klola kama, the first klal, when the first pasuk says kol dam loy seichlu, that's lav. That's a klal and a lav. It's saying there's a lav, not to eat the blood. Klal basro, the second pasuk it says. Nefer sashatecho kol dam v'nichroso the chorus that's an issa of chorus. So the two klolam are different. The first one's a lav, the second one's a chorus. So maybe you don't make klal a prat a klal out of it. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, high Tanatan over here is the very Rabbi Shmuel, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds, Klolo Yeproti Darshinan Minhadein Gavna. Even in such a case like this, that the first klal is allowed, the second klal is a chorus, you could make a klal and plot a klal out of it. Rashi says that's a more chulun like this, yeah. Even though it's not exactly doima. V'yafagav l'adomi, klal abasla, klal akamino, two lav, the two klalim are not exactly alike, still we can make a drush of a klal and plot a klal out of it. See, if anything, any dam like a v'aim of v'yayif, here there's a chiv chorus to beat its dam. The Omar Ma, what would you say before? Klalu pratu klal, comes out as klalu pratu klal here, is ziyatadana lakena prat. You can learn out something like the prat, and if to say, maha prat mafurish dover shiesh patuma kala patuma chamura. There has to be something like a behemoth that there is a tuma kala, I mean there's a tumas oichlin on it, and there's also a tuma chamura, it's mevela. Then the veiler of a behemoth, if you even carry it, you become tame. And also viyesh pa'isav heta, meaning to say, before you make a shechita, so also teach from it, and after the shechita becomes a mutter. V'yesh v'hen min bos, it's also a type of a meat. Is af koil, any type of blood that comes out from something, af kol dovet sheyesh by tumah kala v'tumah chamura, you have to have something that has both tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. So the verse says, af kol t'ketan l'su yimai. What does it really come to include? What are you coming to include over here? So the shechita speaks out, don't say it's only coming to include a chaya, because the chaya is b'chlal b'heima. So what is it coming to include then? Like, what is this klal of prata klal? Come teach us what else is there that it's done yichayi for. So Marian says, Omer Rav Ader Bar Avin, lasuya domi shal kfi. Comes to include the blood of a kfi. We'll soon see exactly what a kfi is. A kfi is an animal, sometimes like a buffalo. It's a suffix, whether it's a b'heima, whether it's a chaya. So Chiddush said, it's dam, is chayiv. So Mora says, my kasav, what are we talking about over here? I kasav, if we hold that kvi sveikuhu, that kvi itself was a suffix to us, whether it has a din of a behema or a din of a chaya, but it's one or the other. So the question is then, it's a kroh lemesa sveikuhu, we have to have a posuk to answer a sveikuhu, we don't need the posuk for this. Zipzak Rashi says, Isra Kro Lamesa Sveka Batamiya. The Lamay Madminale, like we have a suffix, what is it? Ilachaya, if it's Daimut, if it is a Chaya, then the Dam is also Machmas Chaya. If it's a Behema, it's also the Dam of Machmas Behema. Because we don't know what it is. But you don't need a special posuk to say the Dam is also. The Dam is also Mamanashach. Whatever it is, the Dam is also. So you can't tell me you need a special posuk to tell me the Dam of a Kvi is also. So as Ela Enechnami, this bright soul, Ela Ksavar, Kfi is a barrier b'fnei Yatzmihu. That a Kfi is not like a real suffix Behemoth. It's not like some learned Kfi is where the mother was a deer and the father was a Tayish, was a goat. So the father was a Behemoth, the mother's a deer, you go after the father also. No, we go now the Shalomuth, it's a new barrier b'fnei Yatzmihu. Kfi is a new creature like. And we don't know what din does it have. Does it have a din like a Behemoth? Or a din like a chai, maybe he has a new din altogether. So I did not know b'chla what the din of a kvi is. So therefore, I need a prosecutor that this klal of prata klal comes to teach us that even on this kvi, that's not a chai, not a behema, a new type of a barrier, that also has nisadam. So that's what the prosecutor comes to be marabah. Then a kvi, the isadam, that there's nisadam. Yeah. So Mora says, if so, if you're telling me now we're going out to the shita, that a kvi is called the barrier b'fnei atzmai. So ask your chron domoi. We find out that the yisad dam applies to a kvi, but chel boi minol. How we not to say the chelav also applies to a kvi? Chel boi minol. How we not to say the nisa chelav? Maybe the Torah didn't ask the chelav of a kvi. So Mora says no. Mikol chelav. It says in the parsha of chelav, mikol chelav. Mashm even the chelav of a kvi is also asa. Yeah, well, I call upon a misofik, because it's hard to say maybe kvi is a chaya. On a chaya, the chelav is muta. But I call upon a misofik, the chelav is asa. Nivelosim, and all of them also teed this nevela. Rashi says, Isser achilo nevelosim, and I know it's nisat teed the nevela of a kvi. Like maybe it's a new barrier, it doesn't need shchita, maybe the nevela is muta. It's not mishum sofik. Some, this new barrier now is doing kvi, has nisat chelav on it, right? Right. planted in the velosim in olam, mikol nevela, coming to Gemara, even a kfi has nisa nevela on it. Gid hanoshim minohen oli is the nisa gid hanosho upon the gid hanosho of this new barrier, the kfi. Mora says bekaf hayerich tal yerachmona. The pasuk says whoever has the kaf, whoever has that thigh there, that round thigh, that has nisa gid hanosho. Since this kvi has this round thigh, therefore it has nisa gid hanosho. That the only reason why by an oif it doesn't have it is because it doesn't have a round thigh. Rashi says the whole yispe kaf shakurin pufla noig bagid hanosho. Vodi and noig bi oif, the Gemara says there, the ogle kaf, because its thigh is not round. Yeah. This like kaf hayerech. Now the Gemara says, tumosoi o shchitim nolan. How do we know to say what? Tumos Rashi says, Shetatam and Nevelosai. How do we know to say it's Nevela as it didn't tumor on it? That's a shallow what? Tumosig, and how do you know that it has Issa Tumas Nevela? Or Shchita, how do we know to say it needs Shchita? Like maybe you could eat it without Shchita. So Shchita speaks out, not that you could eat it alive, about it'll be Nissa Eva Menachai on it. But maybe you don't have to Shechta Bdav Hilcha Shchita. As long as it's dead, you'll not eat it. Minoval, so that's a swore already. Since all these other halachas, this kvi has the same halach like a behema, is tumasu shchitas and namik a behema. Is Mustafa to say it's din tumah din shchitas the same halach like a behema? Mustafa to say that it's also osatiri without shchita and it has a din tumas nevela on it. Omama, what we said before, oitzi dam mahalcheshtayim. I'll take out from the yisa dam of Mahakashtam of a person in Odom. The dam that comes out for an Odom, there's no issim in the right to eat it. Why? Because Sheesh Pem Tumah Chamura, even though the Bosser of a mace, there is Tumah Chamura, it has Tumas Ava Tumah on it, but Vyem Pem Tumah Kalo, there's no Tumah Kalo by the Bosser of an Odom. It means there's no Tumas Eichlin on the Bosser of a person. Therefore, its dam is not Osatit. For the more Ramin, we have a question. It says Alocha Hachoitech Min Odom. Somebody cuts off some meat from a person. You cut off a kazayas of meat. Is Sarach Machshav of a Hechsher. If you want this meat now to be Mekabel Tuma, Mashma the meat has a din of a Oichel on it. And if you want it to be Mekabel Tuma, so you have to have Machshav that you plan to eat it, plan to use it. And Hechsher also water has to go upon it also. And needs Hechsher, this piece of meat now needs Hechsher. Some of the girsa shita brings down the Gemara shall harava kosa v'yent, so you don't need the hechsher. Some say you don't need the hechsher over here. Or but I call upon a machshava you need. Now the kashan, we have a question: machshava lomali. What do you have to have machshava that you plan to use this meat? The churatase chaticha shaloi machshava. Once you cut off a piece of meat, mistam you plan to use it. So the fact you cut off the piece of meat from a person, that alone should be like a machshav, you plan to eat it. So that alone should give it a machshav, that's called an oichel, it could be mekabel tuma. The Yom Rishlok, Rishlok is said, we're talking about over here, b'choit choit lekelef, where you're cutting off this piece of meat, you plan to give it to your dog to eat. Not for a person, but to a dog. So therefore, that alone is not called a machshav, you have to have machshav to use it for a person. So more or less the question, is that true? Umachshavu lekelev lav machshavu, is that not called a machshavu? Faloi, is that true? The Yotzanan we learned. Klal omru betumah, the klal lakum like this. Klal omru betumah, the kol ha miyuchad lechol odom tomei. Anything that's miyuchad, first to be eaten by a person, is at yishum achilus kelev. Means one certain thing has a shem oichel on it, and it became tomei, let's say, so the din tumah doesn't go off it until it becomes puzzle, it's not even fit for a dog to eat it. So here you see, Kolzman is still fit for dog teeth, it's still called an Eichel. So here, as long as you had Machshava to give her to a dog, it should have a Shem Eichel on it. Smur says, no. I tell you, who that did over there was Le'yasuki Tumminei. That means there is someone with the food was Tumminei. And now you want to say the food's not fit to be eaten anymore, to take off the tumor, then only, kivan de mikore avichoz liyodom, since it was once fit for an odom, so lasuke mitumor, achir shemachilas kelev. The tumor would not go off it until it becomes possible, it's not even fit for dog teeth anymore.
But Hoch, we're talking about over here, liyachusile tumma. You want tumma to first to come down on it. You want to give it a shem eichel. So here, to give it a shem eichel, here the klal is, ichoze liyodom, then choze lekelev. If it's fit for an odin tidit, then it's called an eichel. But vilechoze liyodom, if it's not fit for a man tidit, the choze lekelev is not called fit for a dog. Because even though you want to give it to a dog, that does not make it into an eichel. Lechetchilo, an eichel, food means something that's fit for an odin tidit. So therefore, you have to have machshava to use this bosa. But the question our kopponim mikol makom is bothering us is Katanya says over here machshava that you have to have machshava like to use this meat pateros and leichel as food. Now, on machshava, what do we have to give it a shem machshava for? The tumah kali, it's only to make a tumah color on it. So, to give it a tumas oichlin. So here you see the bosser of a person does have tumas oichlin on it. So what are you telling me before that there's no ister dam of a person because the person has no tumas oichlin on him? Here we see clearly it cut off some meat. So what we're talking about now is not a whole aver. It would be a whole limb, a limb that comes off a chai that's called aver min a chai has tumas meis on it. That would have a tumah chamur on it. So obviously we're talking about here some person cut off, let's just say a kezayis or a kebetzer worth of an odom from a chai, but not the whole aver, not the whole limb. So therefore, it does not have tumah chamura. So therefore, you have it, in order to mekabel tumah, it has to have a shem oichel on it. But it says here, could receive a shem oichel on it. So you see, even by an odom, there is a tumah kala. So Mura says, no, tell you, Hanem, when do we say that it's a tumah kala mechayim? Only we cut the meat off from a chai, from a live person. Aval yacha misa, but once the person dies, then from a mace, tomehu tumah chamura. That there's only tumah chamura, it's called like a mace. There's no more tumas oichlin by a mace. So the question is, what do you want to tell me then? The kavosa gabi behema, that you're talking about the opposite diik is that by behema there is a tumas oichlin. Where is the case by a behema there's tumas oichlin? You want to tell me also, liyacha misa, after the behema dies. So the question is bosa metama, I bosa metama tumah chamura? If it's the boser of an avela, it hasn't. It's a nava tumah. It's matam yu b'masa b'mago. It's tumah chamur. You don't have to come on the tumah soichlin. Vi dam elamai the blood that comes out from a behema nevela matam tumah chamur. Also has tumah nava tumah. It's not we learned. Dam nevelos. The dam that comes out of a behema that's a nevela. The shamai mitar. Meshamai says it has no tumah on it. But Rabbi Silu matam. Rabbi Silu says yes, it has a tumah on it. So according to Vesil, you see the dam of Nevela has tumor on it. So if we're talking about now behema that's mace and Nevela, so what do you tell me? It has tumor kalo? No, it has tumor chamur. It's an avatum. It's a Nevela. So Mursa is like this. L'nitzchor, the chiddush is, the chiddush between a behema and an odim is, and l'kratlan, like learn like this. Nevela's behema temeya. A Nevela of a behema temeya, b'chol mokom, you have to have machshava tidit to make it into tumas eichlin. Nevelas oifa tor, let's say you find the nevela of an oif tor, bikforim, if you find the bikforim in the small cities, then tzorach machshav, you have to have machshava. But we ain't tzorach hechsher, it doesn't have to have hechsher. Since they're soifa tama tuma chamura, they don't need hechsher. But kopar needs machshava. So now, so what the gurus here, the veil is being materialized, and the princess is, the chomok of veil is life tor, vechelev, vishkot, vishwak, even, ain't speaking of machshava, mehechshav. Ra koponim viomale rav the Rabbi Chia. Rav said to Rabbi Chiva, Rabbi Chia, the question over here, machshava lomali. What do you have to have machshava here? On the basar of this nevela, the chur machshava is only a tumah kala, is only to give it a din, a tumas eichlin on it. The question is, higufa temei, what do you have to make this nevela into a eichel? To give it a din tumas eichlin, it's stronger. It's a nevela, it's tumei machmas atzmai. So what are you telling me here now? The nevela of a behema is temei b'chol mokom with machshava. What do you need machshava for? The nevela had its own avatumah, it's a tumah chamura. So what's the case talking about here? That you need a machshava, you have to think and make it into an eichel to give it a shame food that it could be chal tumas eichlin on it. And on this, the answer was, Omalei could grind the eco pochos mikizayis nevela. The case is talking about right now, you have pochos mikizayis of a nevela here. And a pochos mikizayis has no tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only with the kizayis. Less than the kizayis has no tumas nevela on it. And the case is with sorrowful apochus mikabetas oichlin. You have a little bit less than a beitzah worth of food. And now with this prochos mikizayas from the novellas mitzarfa together to make now you have a kibetzah's worth of food. Tahai, fai, have the kibetzah together, the first food, and this prochos mikizayas of novella together is a kizayas of food, a beitzah of food. So that's an afkimina, that this half of a kizayas of a novella, by itself, it has no tumah chamur, it's only prochos mikizayas. So now, if it has a shem oichlo on its food, it could be mitzvah with this other food, and together you have the kibetz of food, then it would be mekabel tumah. So that's enough community. You want to give it a shem oichlo on this nevela. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, li boi nami hechsher. If that's the case, that it's a pochus mikazayas of a nevela, so it has no tumas nevela, should have to have hechsher also. Should have to have water go on it first. So what does it say? You don't need hechsher. To a ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, or kol zera zerua sheyizor, any seed that you plant, to dashin mazurim, just like seeds, yichodim shein sefer tamatum mechamura, it'll never have a ava tumor on it. So things like that, v'tzorach hechsher, you only want to make it into a rishin l'tumor, to make a tumas eichlin, then it needs a hechsher kabot tumor. Is av kol shein sefer tamatum mechamura, anything that never has a safe to become a tumor mechamura, then tzorach hechsher. So, Mashen Kain, things that have, would be safe for Tama Tuma Chamura, does not need a Hechsher. So here, like the Nevela, since it's safe for Tama Tuma Chamura, does need a Hechsher. Omalei said back to him, no, Hani Mila B'yechlin B'yalma, Tlesle Pochus Migazayas Nevela, Aval Hocho Dika B'gavei Pochus Migazayas Nevela, Kivun Dilu Mitzarf Le Kizayis Le Boy Hechsher, since Lamaisef there would be a kizayas of a nevela would not need a hechsher, so right now most of you do not need a hechsher. Rashi says what? Ihochi, the pochus and the kizayas of liyos liyolim with a tumid nevela, he boy nami hechsher. This is all part of the kasha. The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel. The what does not need hechsher? Something that by itself it's safe to become a tumah chamura. But over here, this pochus and the kizayas, since the pochus and the kizayas would not have tumas nevela on it, so it's not safer at the end to become a tumah chamura. So you should have to have hechsher right now. So the Gemara answers no, that even though by itself it's not safer, but it could be mitzvah though. Since this pochus and the kizayas are cut together with another pochus and the kizayas of a nevela, and together there'll be a kizayas of a nevela, then it would have a tumah chamura. So since it's possible for it to have a tumah chamura later, therefore right now, when you want to give a tumas oichlin on it, the terrace of food, it does not need hechsher the kabel tumah. So I call upon him, that's the locha by a behema. By a behema, this is the case to say where you could have a tumah kala on a pochus mikazayis from a nevela. Now the Gemara says la fuke mace. Now the Rabbis meant to say before that by mace you do not have this.